Antifa rioters burn Portland Apple store, fire guns from cars. By Bob Price on April 17, 2021. Despite advance warnings, Portland Police Bureau officers were powerless to stop another night of rioting, arson, and gunfire carried out by Antifa. Rioters set multiple fires and engaged in drive-by gunfire. Antifa rioters set an Apple store on fire Friday night during the third declared riot in 5 days. The fire was one of the multiple fires Portland police officers were powerless to prevent. A building attached to the Apple store in Pioneer Place is lit on fire as security guards the Apple building. Hashtag Portland hashtag protest hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/m8io5j2o. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, April 17, 2021. Portland Police Bureau officials issued a warning Friday night that a planned direct action by Antifa could lead to a high fire danger. A statement from police officials warns. The Portland Police Bureau is aware that individuals are planning a so-called direct action event this evening at Director Park, with a 9 p.m. march. Such events have historically included wanton destruction of public and private property, violence and the active threat of harm by thrown or propelled objects, fire and impact weapons. Similarly advertised events promoted and then engaged in arson and riots. Despite the advance warning, Antifa rioters carried out their plans to create more property damage in the downtown district Friday night. A building behind the Apple store was lit on fire tonight. Portland was very hot today. pic.twitter.com/2slvleil9g. Hayes, at Hazy1312, April 17, 2021. Rioters set fire to a portable toilet outside the Apple store late Friday night. The fire spread to the outside of the store, causing extensive damage. Damage at the Apple store pic.twitter.com/redgolds. Portland Police, at Portland Police, April 17, 2021. Portland Fire and Rescue Units arrived to extinguish the flames before the fire spread inside the Apple store. There was a separate protest group in Portland's downtown tonight. They broke windows at stores like Nike and banks like First Republic. They set dumpster fires in this particular fire, which started with construction equipment by the Apple store, spread aggressively. pic.twitter.com/1on2tam. Suzette Smith, at Suzette Smith, April 17, 2021. Elsewhere in the area, Antifa arsonists set multiple fires causing police to declare a riot. Multiple fires are set of Yamhill Street and 4th Avenue. Two Portland police cruisers are seen in the background. Hashtag Portland hashtag protest pic.twitter.com/7yajep5pi. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, April 17, 2021. As police stood by and watched, rioters vandalized multiple businesses in the city. The police report states, a separate group of an estimated several hundred people started marching from Director S. Park at about 9:30 p.m. Participants in this march started breaking windows of businesses, including the Nordstrom, Verizon, Nike, the Oregon Historical Society and more. In addition to burglary and vandalism, individuals engaged in the crime of criminal mischief by damaging planters and applying graffiti. Looting was reported as well. Windows were also broken at the First Christian Church, a location known for their generosity in feeding over 1,000 meals weekly to the homeless. More photos of damage to businesses in downtown Portland. A community member suffered a flattened tire after striking a metal spike device in a roadway. pic.twitter.com/spxc7. Portland Police, at Portland Police, April 17, 2021. In a nearly apologetic statement, police said they made focused arrests. Officials said only 4 people were arrested for their criminal behavior during the event. Damage to businesses hurts our city. Our community has made it clear that it will not tolerate wanton violence and destruction, Portland Police Bureau Acting Chief Chris Davis said in a written statement. No one is entitled to break windows, set fires, or attack police officers. Police eventually formed a skirmish line and forces rioters out of the area. Police are pushing remaining protesters out to the area. pic.twitter.com/9t72suge. Sergio Olmos, at Mr. Olmos, April 17, 2021. The Friday night riots marked the third night of rioting in 5 days, the Oregonian reported. The local newspaper reported several gunshots from a car traveling near the protest area. Earlier this week, Antifa riots set the Portland Police Association headquarters building on fire, Breitbart News reported. Police, once again, had advanced notice of the planned direct action but could not prevent the fire. One person was arrested for the alleged arson. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.